We're required to have some use-based zoning underneath, and then so you can bring in the form-based zoning on top of the use-based zoning and create a situation where you look at both the form and the function of a particular property, and it allows for some redevelopment opportunities, but it maintains that sense of space and what's currently being used. You still have the where you don't allow certain uses next to other uses. It helps to create transition zones between uses that may not necessarily be compatible. Where you, if you were just strictly going on form-based zoning, you would just be looking at what the building looked like on the outside and not necessarily concerned about what was going on inside the building.